Before we start the open mic, I'd like to share with you a beautiful poem by Wisława Szymborska, in translation by Claire Kavanagh and Stanisław Barańczyk. It's called Nothing Twice. Nothing can ever happen twice. In consequence, the sorry fact is that we arrive here improvise and live without a chance to practice. Even if there is no number, if you're the planet's biggest dunce, you can't repeat the class in summer. This course is only offered once. No day repeats yesterday. No two nights will teach what bliss is. In exactly the same way, with exactly the same kisses. One day perhaps some idle tongue mentions your name by accident. I feel as if a rose were flung into the room, all hue and scent. The next day, though, you're here with me. I can't help looking at the clock. A rose? A rose? What could that be? Is this a flower or a rock? Why do we treat a fleeting day with so much needless fear and sorrow? It's in its nature not to stay. Today is always gone tomorrow. With smiles and kisses, we prefer to seek accord beneath our star. Although we're different, we concur just as two drops of water are. First up, on the open mic, we have Shane Vaughn.
Thank you. So I wanted to share something. This weekend, a book that I edited came out from the Limerick Writers' Centre, which is pretty cool. It's got my name on it, which is awesome. And it's all LGBT stories and poems and some images and stuff, which was really cool, something very close to my heart. And it came out the same time I was hearing about what happened this weekend in America, in Orlando. And it was really strange to have both of these emotions inside me, and I'm still kind of processing all of that, but I think I want to share with you a poem by Ed O'Dwyer, and I'm sure you have absolutely no problem with that. I'll text him afterwards and tell him what can you do. And I think it pretty much sums up a lot of the book and also a lot of what I'm feeling, and it's called Faggots by Ed O'Dwyer. Some scumbags are calling for the faggots to come out of there. That's what they call them. Faggots. Fucking faggots. Come on out, fucking faggots, they shout at the after-hours pub, banging on the door with their hurls and iron bars. They have knives in their pockets, you can be sure of it. Sharp knives for cutting up cock-sucking little faggots. The music is playing and the scumbags know they are in there. Fuck outside now, bunch of fucking queers. One of them calls out, glass smashing into pieces over the footpath. There are sirens then, guards on the way, thank God. I will them to stay inside, to ignore the shouting and banging and smashing. Guards will arrive any moment now. Turn the music up. Keep dancing. Come out when you're good and ready. Come out when you're good and ready. Thank you.
Next up, David Brennan.
I have to adjust the mic. Yeah, my name is David. I'm happy to be here and going to read this poem. I think it's a poem, I don't know, maybe it's a poem. It's called Epitaph of a Life Less Lived, and I have to go home straight after I read the poem, so I really hate doing that, but I have to get up early in the morning, so sorry to be rude. But anyway, here we go. Procrastinate, fool's witness, slot, idle passing folly, truth, inconsequence, and desire. Desire, the snake that sucks itself to the bone. Milk, the remnants of unlived dreams. Sperm, the milky moon of madness. Suicide, the answer to unanswerable questions. Love, skip love. Truth again, the angels weep. False, I trick I. you, no need, they're to blame, we do, yes we do, all, incubus and succubus, revolution, stability in your egg cup, flower, weed with color, weep, wasted water, now, not now, later, not here, but there, anywhere, but here, hope, more or less, boot in the back of the head, clock, the clock ticks backwards, top, tick, tock, tick, shot four times, still alive, far, the opposite of near, end, the silence of clouds moving over meadows, legs, long plus beautiful, transmit DNA, radio, signal to protons and neutrons, rock, the will to roll, happiness, an ear full of dreams, sweet, yeah, so sweet, debt, your best friend since birth, probability, the illusion of security, consequence, the knock-on effect of laser light, amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation, Einstein, cut your fucking hair, quit fiddling with the vision, 20th century mass murder, mass expansion, 21st century mass compression and mass movement, music, home to notes and dictators, science, the womb of truth and art, logic, the realm of monotones, monkeys, the hustlers of divinity, mathematics, 1 + 1 = 0, mystery, dead cats drowned in a bag in a stream, fuck, no comment, woman, splendor with no spine, men, testosterone levels decreasing, sun keeps us warm, moon make us mad, food, yes, cook the goose, pimple right under your nose, primrose kill the daffodil, love cheap trill for chemicals, opinions, enough, full stop, vomit, akin to opinions, destiny, flush it down the fucking toilet, surrender, the breath of Queens, west, the bus is leaving, life will kill you, sink, put up the stopper, drain pipe, wipe your nose in the constitution, constipation, drinking, washing up liquid, fellow saints, sinners, scholars, machine grinds your coffee, machine wake you up, machine fuck your wife, machine digs your grave, plenty the African dawn, frailty the young virgin, toothpaste stuck in your nose, dry snot rhymes with foot rot, liquor the elastic dream that strangles what is real, fucked, kill the chicken, girl, come, talk to me, I like your toot, elephant, play that trunk, pimp, you go become a monk, monk, you go become a pimp, God, you are monk and pimp, disdain, sultans, tuberculosis and necrophilia, eyesight, useless in the dark except for cats who chase rats, the end is coming soon, soon, yeah, not soon enough, sleep.
Next up, we have James O'Leary.
My version of events. I saw your doppelgangers today, all failures. An inch too tall, in shoes you'd never wear, the wrong gesture. I've been pasting our old Facebook conversations into blank documents to correct spelling, edit for clarity, rewrite key sections. They say that our favorite memories are the least accurate, changing 1 degree each time. I revisit a faulty copy of a faulty copy. Thank you.
Okay. Next up we have Ben Burns.
In the sunshine in Fitzgerald Park, a week and a half ago. The Lee reflects waves of light onto tree trunks. Park security moves on a party of can drinkers. Daisies lean into the sunlight together. I'm drunk and traveling 100 miles an hour. Birds transmit data which I can't read. a dandelion seed drifts away, possibility. Joggers puff and sweat with earphones in, the hum of an aeroplane engine.
Yeah.
Next up, Eugene Crowley.
All around me, changed utterly, a terrible beauty is born. Not so, two graves filled a generation ago. Caress of a passing bullock, that bitter bitch nemesis has had her day. Minions continue to spin, keep your head below the parapet. Not blind, I continue to see the butterflies and the poppies. Jimmy.
Thank you. Seamus Carrington.
For 12 months he hid in Lixnaw, the hermit who nobody saw. This is so census, this is the census, it's merely complying with the law. A number of years back, a neighbour called me to come out and look at the new item in orbit. That's about 17 years ago. And we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And eventually it did appear. So there's a short poem came from it. And what prompted that to come out of the archives was a few weeks ago, there was a news bulletin to say the International Space Station had achieved 100,000 revolutions on the Earth, 27,600 kilometers per hour. The British astronaut Tim Peake is due back this weekend, I think. He may be back already. It can take 1 to 3 years to recover from weightlessness, eyesight, etc. But to keep fit, Tim ran the marathon along with the London Marathon, 26.2 miles in 3 hours 36 minutes. And during that time, he covered 86,000 kilometers. So, International Space Station. Nothing new to the naked eye, not even an air balloon. While in vain we scan the sky, our ISS is overdue. The pride of 16 nations, perhaps a swift detour, sent you above your station, our ISS is overdue. That tilted plough rarely stirs a sock inside the Milky Way, a fiery end met aged mirror, our ISS is overdue. Send another email message, what is your ETA? You've the solar rite of passage, our ISS is overdue. Did you swing by a lunar pole or in a helpless spin tumble into a deep black hole? Our ISS is overdue. No, wait, I always knew out of the west northwest, bang on time, our ISS is over you. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Next up, we have Philip Spillane.
Continuing on my phase with moths, butterflies, and bats. This one's called Secret. As fragile as a helicopter seed, a soft white albino moth dances its own silent motor and can't decide the land on the ear's helix or the skin behind or flying to the drum and whisper, ah. Thank you.
Charles Clark.
Lens Linster Lawn, which is on the back of Linster House, former Duke of Town House, and now our Parliament. It belonged at one time to the Royal Dublin Society, the RDS. Hence, a children's party on Linster Lawn, pinafores, sailor suits, nannies and tricycles. In an old photograph, a shy but determined boy faces the camera as he may yet face the gunfire on the Western Front not many years later. No children's delight, no privileged upbringing, good beginnings, beautiful buildings, gallery, museum, and no future happiness or sense of history could prevail over the events to be of Bruce Century.
Thank you, Charles. Next up, we have Mary Connell. Mary.
This is called Living Water. Corrugating heat. Sun on a bucket rim spinning from a pit. My outstretched hand stills its wayward swing. Diamond liquid splashes on stones. At my back, a greeting. I turn, lifting my water jar. See a man in Jewish garb. Give me a drink. Eyes breach my shielded gaze, piercing my thoughts which tumble out. Why speak to me, you who scorn to use our bowls, share our bread? How can I, one of a tribe despised, draw from the well of Jacob for your thirst? His answer, sinking deep, taps a hidden spring, joins us both at source. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Next up on the open mic, we have Patricia Walsh.
Quite ones. There are things never said causing oblivion.
access to information stalling ambition. Sameness in form, a blinding but still chasing death. So a public kiss eats my soul, enough to dissolve trust in the hare's eye. Burning over coffee, a necessary trick. Disposable necessity to survive the others. Tie up hair in a predictable spancel. Rebuffing concern over light lunch. Serious disposition not ringing true. Packing sweetness to hypocritical mass. Picking apart decorum to the last degree. I know company to raise my height. Lack serviettes furnished with belated sorrow. A sly association dissolving the soul. Criminal cliques deluding God. Road to perdition calling the shots. The princess stripped of her entourage. Deservedly alone for a minor crime. Infused good deeds. Compensate for demeanour. Exclusion zones reign supreme across the board. Waiting for star turns, stinging of praise. The quiet ones walk back again for aggrandizement. Thank you.
Thank you, Trish. Next up we have Andrew Carroll.
So this is one. This is one of the poems that I wrote for the five words competition, but I just couldn't keep some of the words in it, so I'm not going to be submitting it. they just didn't want to stay. So this is called Alpha Beach. Memories of playing a Chinese video game in an arcade. Memories of playing a Chinese video game on an arcade machine in my uncle's pub in Kent. The sound of waves washing in the background, punctuated by the soft punch bounce of robots battling on the screen. Bittersweet sunsets like those on some Miami cop show colored the remembered sky in peach and pink in the evenings, followed by a bass note of violet as dusk stole in to drain away the last of the day. I remember an old movie on TV one evening, Top Hat. It sounded to my younger self like Top Cat, or TC, as his cartoon sidekick called him. Somehow, the Roman busts in the background mise-en-scene seemed to sit perfectly now with the memory of the gloaming outside. One day, at a local shop, I bought a toy Spitfire, made from polystyrene. Flat-packed neatly with love in its yellow packet, complete with plastic propellers and fittings. The air screw would lightly whir as I threw it back and forth with my grandfather in the lane. Soon all will quiet. The tap of a stair's shoes on marble stairs and floors. The rat-a-tat of gunfire in now obsolete video games. The thin hum of tiny rotors through the summer haze and breeze. My grandfather's voice. The last silence, and still not yet, the incessant hiss and play of waves that I first heard on an early childhood holiday. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. Next we have Sajik.
This one was inspired by some poetry I heard on YouTube. It's a place where we all been at once, I suppose. And well, hopefully, and I say, I can say I've so far have survived all of my jokes. It's a place called the friend zone court of Jules. She didn't owe him her love, or did she? Did she need a friend, one just happened to be? Was he not a friend for loving her more? Wasn't their friendship real, if expected, a greater story? Was she so afraid to lose him? So much she'd give him at the end of the reel? She a bait, he a sure catch. A reminder of how good she can feel. This game was one where both can't be left hanging. When the wait is unrewarding, the patience wears off. The fisherman turns into a hard rover. Here comes the Mexican standoff. Your truth or your love, a truth or your lies. Surrender and no love dies. The tension is palpable. No longer sexual, affection turned into grudge. The emotions are out, exposed. The egos are targeted. All one needs is a nudge. One can no longer decide if one's right or love is a treasure. Gone is the time when the other's presence was a pleasure. The two hearts still beat in sync. Should one skip, will end up with a hole in the chest. If she wants her friend back, she must shoot first and hit, or give it a rest.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Creedon.
I suppose it's an awful sentiment, something you've just written, but I just thought of someone tonight, very much so. And Mr. It's 30 years ago since we were friends, so it's just for her. Sleeping in a curled up ball, head lays where it falls. Eyes track the corners of the ceiling, creases glisten with greasy skin. Contractures crimping up again, no respite from this passive movement. Other fingers trail my skin, absently disgust me. Cornflowers still bloom in lonely eyes, and what I miss most is stretching in the middle of my lover's arms. Rise up, Mikey Hoolhead, you'd say to me, 'tis you're the mighty man. 'Tis you ate the black pudding without no frying pan. Sure, you delegated your power to me. I was your mama, O'Shea. You delegate your love to me for the man who can't despise what you receive. Who can't disguise his lack of need. And we had fun, the two of us, and you walked on my feet. I supported you between my knees and I turned you on swiveling wheels. I watched the pissed off faces of kids deprived of mom and clients neglected, but you still sparkled with wit for me. When we laughed and we wobbled and we rose and we flopped, the two friends of foul weather, no way could I think 30 years have passed and I still remember Mikey Horan and I still remember Jennifer. So I didn't finish it. That's it.
Next up we have Kieran McCarthy.
Chasing phases of the moon with you, forgetting fractions. Mid-action, guided, gazing upwards, deaf to claxons, warning of what wanders below. The slow meander of a frail ego. Some days she goes, some days she don't go. What does the week look like tonight, companion in the grass? What do you, weak, look like tonight, my love and my last? What waits in the dawn should the night pass? What weight soaks your skin should the sun come too fast? And our time in the safe dark burn like the stars our eyes are made of? Dream of armor and wake up wearing it. Bring armor made of linen into fashion. For steel grows like a clay mold and is cold to the touch. And you will look like everyone else if you wear steel. And I will find it hard to recognize you in a cast crowd as someone striving to stay soft always, despite what has been perceived and promised of the perks of a shell. The growth of yours will make mine more difficult to shed, for I have been shaped by steel too long, and soon my skin will numb, and our skin will make a strange sound when we touch, and I will not hear you over the din. You will be struck dumb and me deaf, and touch will be coveted, and I cannot surrender to your steel, must stay soft and remember how to feel.
Thanks, Kieran. Next up, Alexis.
Thank you. This is a sea poem. It's a dark one. It's about abandonment and anger. I kind of use the metaphor of a sailor, the mutineer, who usually the punishment for mutineers would be to left on a rock. I was abandoned on this rock, hope lost, heart in lock. Do I drown and end it quick? I see the weed around me slick and swirl in groping hands. This invite to fate I cannot stand, and I burn like the peat of hell above this cold and watery swell. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexis. Del Hardy.
I've done number 75 recently, and when I was young, I used to buy the papers, New Musical Express and Melody Maker. And anyway, it turned out that he had a motorcycle accident and he was supposed to have died, and we were all crying and weeping. And nothing was heard of him for about a year and a half, and then one Friday I got the papers again and it said Dunham is alive and no IP next week. And we were all delighted. And then we ran in and bought it and went home to listen to it. At the time I was working for a church organ tuner, and he didn't know that I was tone deaf. And among the songs on that LP, there was one called All Along the Watchtower. And somebody shouted at Dylan one time when he was singing it. He said, "What's all that about, Dylan?" And he said, "It's about 3 minutes long." The last song on the LP was called I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. And you're going to have to bear with me for 60 seconds. Close your eyes, close the door, you don't have to worry anymore. I'll be your baby tonight.
Shut the light, shut the shade. You don't have to be afraid. I'll be your baby tonight. Well, that mockingbird is gonna sail away. We're gonna forget it. That big fat moon is gonna shine like a spoon, but we're gonna let it. You won't regret it. Kick your shoes off. Do not fear. Bring that bottle over here. I'll be your baby tonight.
Here's our last act for tonight, Gabriela Caldeira.
Good evening. I wasn't really prepared for tonight, so I just bring a 5-verse one. So, really short. I'll read first in Portuguese and I'll read the outros to English. And it has no title on this, so. A morte suspirou pelas escadas, largou o vidro leve à Casa Branca, espraiou-se nas dunas da praia, esperando vir o mar do horizonte e unir-se à alvorada que raia. Death sighed down the stairs. She left the light glass, the white house, and she lay among the dunes in the beach, waiting for the sea to come on the horizon and unite herself with the rising dawn. Thank you.